This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 28th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across Israel with sunny skies in Tel Aviv and mild temperatures in Jerusalem. Elsewhere, Haifa enjoys a light breeze while Eilut basks in steady sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, crisis of trust. The cracks in Netanyahu and Trump's relationship deepen. The cooling atmosphere in Washington ahead of the leaders' meeting reflects systemic disagreements. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported 4 hours ago. Also, Netanyahu on his way to Trump, and here are the landmines awaiting him in the Oval Office. The Prime Minister will meet with the U.S. President against the backdrop of deep gaps between Jerusalem and Washington on issues concerning Iran. Walla reported this an hour ago. Also this hour, Netanyahu to meet Trump with Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia on the line. This is from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, reported 9 hours ago. Separately, will she still compete? The surprising support for Haider Mukhtar and the appeal to Netanyahu. This comes from Israel Hayom, reported 40 minutes ago. And finally, a ticking time bomb. South Lebanon residents resist Hezbollah bank revival. Hezbollah reportedly sought to open a new Al-Qard al-Hassan branch near Tyre, but backed down after residents warned against it. This is from Ynet, reported 2 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, who is involved in the U.S.-Iran negotiations, posted just minutes ago that the U.S. may be offering significant concessions to Iran, including payments for ship passage through the Strait of Hormuz. From CENTCOM, posting 15 minutes ago, they report that over 20 ships are currently operating in the Middle East, enforcing a blockade against Iran. Ynet Global, posting 17 minutes ago, shares that the IDF warns depleted stockpiles may undermine readiness for future conflicts with Iran, despite a recent budget increase. Let's go deeper. Starting with the relationship between Netanyahu and Trump, Israel Hayom reports that systemic disagreements have caused the rift between the two leaders. The sale of F-35s to Turkey and a potential nuclear deal with Iran are major points of contention. This cooling atmosphere might impact future bilateral cooperation. Turning to Netanyahu's upcoming meeting with Trump, Walla highlights that significant issues such as Iran and Lebanon will be on the table. The meeting comes amid a backdrop of deepening gaps between Jerusalem and Washington. The outcome could shape the future strategic balance in the region. Meanwhile, the story from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency underscores that Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia are central to Netanyahu's meeting with Trump. The American leader is considering expanding diplomatic efforts in the Middle East, which could alter regional dynamics significantly. On another note, Israel Hayom discusses the surprising support for Haider Mukhtar, an athlete facing challenges yet receiving backing from unexpected quarters. This appeal to Netanyahu suggests increasing political interest in sports figures amid broader social issues. Finally, Ynet reports that residents in South Lebanon have resisted Hezbollah's attempts to open a new financial branch near Tyre. The community fears it could bring further instability. This local opposition indicates a growing resistance to Hezbollah's influence in the region. On the economic front. First, the summer break, Foos Tea establishes an experiential area in Eilut. For 3 days, Zion Beach will transform into the brand's summer area, featuring various activities and refreshments. This story is from Israel Hayom Business, reported 2 hours ago. Separately, Israel's Technion and Tel Aviv University break into global top 30 AI rankings. A new index highlights the institution's capacity in AI and their influence on the global stage. This is according to CTEC, reported 6 hours ago. And finally, danger to the economy. the failure that will cost the state tens of billions. The rise of AI is affecting older workers, pushing them out of the job market without adequate retraining. This is from Walla Business, reported 9 hours ago. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.